get some light work, and the light workers that we leave that are very pleased with, but a lot of people in the community, which we did in LA County, South Central, you know, you have the kids that are, I see getting tickets constantly, but not having money to pay for fares. Then that's an extra expense for them to pay the ticket. I ride public transportation, and I believe that like for me, you know.
Is it on Twitter? I retweeted it.
So.
It's down there somewhere.
Around it all, the community has spoken.
The light was the head. The Metro Library did it.
Thank you.
Tell you my name. Tell you that I'm against the tax increases on buses and fare. And that I should have free bus passes. But honestly, after the treatment that I experienced today, I don't think I'm even in the mental state that I should be speaking about this. I was harassed at the door. I couldn't retrieve my speech from one of the students here. And I just didn't feel like a safe environment towards me or towards the students. Like, how are you going to have 50 sheriffs for one meeting? I understand. After you searched us, after you mental detected us, you really have to stop us at the door and like discriminate, such as I experienced right now.
Government makes sense. What I suggest is for the board supervisors to charge a 1 cent per square footage tax to businesses that operate in Los Angeles County and use that money raised for the operating costs for the MTA. That way, not only be able to reduce the fare, but also increase services for the bus lines that we have, like in New York City. The rail line is a service that runs 24/7 for the citizens, and when we improve bus lines and services for the people involved. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we are currently constructing a lot on Metro Rail projects with a soon reach of electrical line inside extension, Crenshaw, and Rockville Vents. These are all extending a boat line all the way to Ontario Airport. You guys are talking about this. When everything is done, even with all the fare increases intact, that means that one can go from Venice Beach to Santa Monica to Ontario Airport for only $2.50. Sounds great! But you know what? It's also going to cost $2.50 to go from Nellie Union Station to Little Tokyo, which is only 1 drop on 1 mile. It's going to cost $2.50 to go from Compton to Vernon. It's only two or three stations away on the blue line. $2.50 to go from DeSoto to Pierce College, only one station away on the orange line. You know what the factor is? It's distance. It's distance. Let's go to a distance-based fare system. Start off at 8 cents for the shortest trip, $2.50 for the longest trip. That's how Singapore works. That's why they have 101% fare market rate.
I'm one of many in my school routine take the bus. I'm here to say that fare hike is not just a change in MTA's budget. A fare hike means another worry for parents in low-income communities. It means students being late and criminalized for it. I worked on the daytime curfew law because I didn't want to be criminalized. I didn't want to see my classmates in cuffs. And variations is the number one reason young people are going through probation. I will not let my hard work go to waste. I can't afford a fare hike. I can't afford a ticket. MTA, we need to break the addiction of criminalizing brown black and brown community members. Money that we're ready.
been a resident of Watts from 1947 to today, off and on. I am here representing the ghost of the working, joint working group for the implementation of the 1996 federal consent decree that the Labor Community Strategy Center won. I'm here to tell you about the history. Next month, April of 1994, the Labor Community Strategy Center organized the bus riders union. And on September the 1st of 1994, a fare increase was to be implemented by MTA. A federal consent group, we got an injunction, and the fares were rolled back at the level that they were before.
Thank you. The SoCal Conscious Coalition of Organizations that represent working men and women throughout Los Angeles. They take the bus to get to their jobs in car washes, restaurants, hotels, recycling, and all of the other industries that keep Los Angeles moving. LA is one of the wage theft capitals of the country. Many of these working families are living in poverty and can barely afford to get to the jobs to keep food on the table. MTA budget has grown from $3 billion to $5 billion in only 7 years. It is unconscionable that MTA would push a fare increase in this economy. We urge the rejection of all fare increase proposals. MTA should be encouraging, not discouraging, ridership. LA should be at the forefront, not the back of the class, when it comes to encouraging cleaner, greener cities that keep allow working people to live in LA.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for being over here and supporting us. You know, I just want to come over here to let you know that I've been using the bus for 35 years. And you mentioned how many buses I take every day, like 8-10 buses, and I have to pay, you know, each fare. I cannot afford it to pay right now. What's going to happen in the future? So I'm so sorry about that, but I really so discouraged, very, very discouraged. And I'm getting nervous, breaking, you know, how am I going to pay? How am I going to leave? How are these people going to leave? This is really totally unfair. And also, I would like to have a consideration about the senior city, the senior people, for the foreign chairs, and manage, you know, and get more educated. I don't know how the bus drivers, because they don't really cooperate with the people. And we are the players. We are the user. And that's why they have a job. And thanks, my respect for everybody. And for you, Arsene, please. Just remember, when you want us to vote, I did, and my family too. Don't let me down. Thank you.
García.
My name is Blanca García.
He usado el bus por más de 20 años.
I've been using public transportation for the last 20 years.
Tener carro es un lujo, pero ahora con los incrementos que se están dando, también para mí va a ser un lujo poder usar el transporte.
For me, owning a car is a luxury. And now with these proposed fare increases, you're almost making riding public transportation a luxury.
Yo tengo 4 hijos. 2 de ellos están en el colegio, pero solamente por una unidad ellos no pueden agarrar el pase de estudiante.
I have 4 children, 2 of them who are in college, but because they don't have they lack 1 unit, they don't get a discounted, you know, subsidized bus pass for college students.
Hay días que ellos se han tenido que venir caminando desde Los Ángeles College, el colegio de Los Ángeles. Yo vivo en Pico y Normandy. Y para mí es muy preocupante porque es más peligroso para ellos como jóvenes.
So my boys sometimes don't have money for a bus, so they walk from City College all the way to Normandy and Pico.
Yo también soy estudiante de ESL y he tomado ahorita tengo un pase de estudiante, pero en un año ya no lo voy a tener.
You know, and I'm lucky. I'm learning English. I'm at ESL class, but I know in a year now I will no longer go to school, so I won't have an access to that discount.
Eso a mí me afecta demasiado porque con un salario mínimo no puedo comprar pases para nosotros somos 6 de familia.
For me, you know, it's really difficult to make these decisions. You know, I make a minimum wage. I have basically 6 bus riders in our family.
Yo los invito a todos ustedes que tienen en su mano el poder de votación para que me acompañen una semana en mi vida para que vean ¿Cómo es el caminar de una familia común y corriente?
You know, I really invite you, you know, all of you. I invite you to just spend one day in my life, you know, and see how hard it is to live out there and try to make it happen.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Good morning. I'm about to hear from the bus ride unit, and I'm a disabled person, but I don't say something, but like please don't recase the bus fare, because people with disability and people seniors and people whoever ride the bus can't afford it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
Mr. Chair.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm sorry. Before you speak, if I could just recognize our director.
I would like to ask the last speaker to please provide more information about the 25% of young people who are criminalized with the fare evasion. If you could provide me offline that information, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Rivikoff.
To the entire board, please.
Go ahead, please. The timer at 1 minute, please. Thanks.
Thank you. I, too, am a member of the Bus Riders Union. Mass Transit is where social justice and the environment meet. Caltrans tells us that the single largest source of greenhouse gas in the state of California is traffic. If we want to address climate change, we need to adopt policies that get people out of their cars and into mass transit. Since the 1950s, we've subsidized cars. In 2009, the federal budget just for repairing the interstates was about $70 billion. I can drive from one coast in the United States to the next coast in the United States and never pay a toll. I can't board a bus in Los Angeles without paying a fare. It's time, both for the purposes of social justice and environment, that we adopt policies that eliminate bus fares and charge people who drive.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Audience, your time back, don't worry. Go ahead, please.
Buses are late and consistent. Bus drivers are oblivious to transfers. They'll say, oh, I don't know what happened to the other bus that was late before me, and now we missed our transfer. I want to say, first of all, I think we all know LA is actually the homeless capital of the United States, second homeless capital of the world. And yet, when you say you don't have money, you know, we have to remember LA County Metro does not operate in a vacuum. The United States government just gave $5 billion, that's with a B, to Nazis in Ukraine. And you're telling us you don't have the money to meet our needs with our resources? And right now Obama's saying that he's going to give resources to Europe, such as natural gas. When you're ready to throw us under the bus, you're not giving us what we need, and you're going to give Europe and Nazis in Ukraine what they need? That's some bullshit right there.
Don't worry. We got more. So our next speaker is number 85. I'm going to invite a group to come over here so you can sit. If 85, I'm just going to announce the name so people can sit first, and then we'll call on them to come forward. I think this is Joe Royce Hegemis or Hegemier. Okay, Hegemeyer, excuse me. Nancy Lawrence, if you can come over to the seats over here. Amor Johnson, Roberto Santos. We had Callie King already speak, so put that in the record. And Schloss. Eric, like Bogey maybe, or Bogey, or Boyce. Excuse me, Eric Boyce, I think. And Norris, Carlita Dorsey, Shelley Skang, and Cynthia Gonzalez. You've come to the seats. We'll start with number 85.
Okay, my name is Joe Hegemon.
A little bit of science fiction here. It's year 2050, Los Angeles, California. The seas have risen 15 feet, and the subways, which were built in the early 21st century, are flooded. You can't even use it anymore. There's class warfare in the street. This is a scenario that could happen if you start raising the prices on the working poor and the non-working poor and the disabled poor and people of color. We had to support no cars in LA. We had to support and fight with all poor people around the world against the kind of system that is screwing all life on this planet. And support no cars in LA. Do not raise the fares and work with the bus riders union and the groups like LA CAN. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
My name is Amos Johnson. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor, and I am here to urge MTA, or Metro, to switch to alternative transportation methods like electric vehicles. As the owner of an electric vehicle, I have saved more than $2,000 per year, and for every 50 cent increase in gas, it's a savings of $500. And MTA can easily do this. LA Dots, the DASH system, they already have an electric bus on the road, and it is servicing people quite well. And in addition to electric vehicles, electric buses, you can also consider what's called the Hyperloop system. It's faster than rail, costs less to build and operate than the rail. These savings could prevent MTA and various other transportation organizations from passing the cost of operation to the people. Again, my name is James Johnson. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor. Please consider going electric. Thank you.